Hello everyone, I'm your host Sylvia Fortunato and you are listening to Sylvie Talks Soul. On this podcast, you will be able to find a safe and welcoming space where you can learn and listen to my tips and tricks on how to navigate through life with love, sympathy, compassion, harmony, vulnerability, kindness, and last but not least, consciousness. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talk Soul. I want to start this one by saying thank you. Thank you to everyone who has been listening. Thank you to everyone who has been following my page. We are slowly but surely growing, and I love to see it. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for being here, for rocking with me, for rocking with the pod, for giving me feedback, for giving me your perspective on things. I have been loving it, okay? So once again, thank you so, so much for being here. I hope you are doing great. I am doing great. Let's start by the weather report. I feel like all of y'all are used to it by now, so I feel like I say this every single time, but it doesn't matter. The weather report. Well, today I am recording this at an odd time, not in the morning, not in the afternoon. I'm recording this at night, and I think I prefer it this way. I think I'm going to start recording my podcast during the evening because it's a lot more calm. There's no, you know, no street noise, no nothing. There's nothing going on to distract me. You know, the daylight is not there, basically. That's all I want to say. But going back to the weather, because I feel like y'all want to know. It's storm. It's storming. It's storm. I don't know why I said that, but it's been storming. We have been having some flooding around town. And in one hand, it's good. You know, it's good for the trees. It's good for nature because they need water. And it feels nice to have that breeze that we all have been craving for during the summer. And in the other hand, is like, you know, flood season. It's never fun. There's always some dangerous things going on out there. People are getting stranded. Cars are getting stranded in the streets. You know, buildings are running out of lights, like the one that I live in. But you know what? Life is all about balance. So it's all that matters. As long as we take everything with a positive mindset, everything will be fixed. And that is exactly what happened to me. Right before I launched this episode, my building ran out of lights and I was like, oh my gosh, I had so many plans. What am I going to do now? But then I just calmed myself down and I knew that eventually everything was going to be okay. And it worked out. And this was another perfect example of how I deal with things in my life these days. I calm down, basically. I don't stress over anything. I calm down and I let life live, basically. I don't stress too much about things that I can't control, especially, you know, situations like this that there's literally nothing I can do but sit in my apartment and wait for the lights to come on because I don't understand anything about electricity. I don't know who runs the building administration to go and talk to this person. So, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one freaking out. So I'm not going to put myself in a position to just stress more about it. You know, I'm just going to let it go. Just going to let it flow, literally. So with all of that being said, this is the little weather rant that I always go to in the beginning of every episode. That's crazy. But anyway, with all of that being said, today I want to talk about something that we hear so much out there these days, and it's body positivity. I feel like this is a sensitive topic to so many people, and it's something that it's being talked about lately, and I love to see it. I love to see women come forward with their own experience and making sure that they are showing the younger generation that is okay, that their body is okay and they need to accept the way they are and, you know, not follow these society standards of what a woman's body should look like. I love to see it. I love the awareness that is being spread around that. I really, really do. Now, onto my personal opinion about that, because I feel like this is a sensitive topic to myself as well, because I used to be a professional athlete for so long, actually my entire life, basically. I only stopped about 3.5 years ago. And this was something that, and I understand the privilege of me saying this, but this is something that I really didn't have to worry about because I was always in shape. My body was always on point. So of course, in my head, I always thought that I needed to lose a little bit more weight, but generally my body was good. My health was good. I was, you know, I was an athlete basically. So this was something that really didn't bother me. I actually didn't even pay attention to it. But eventually, you know, when I stopped playing sports, things became a little bit more different. And I was the type of athlete that, let me digress a little bit, because people say to me very often, like, oh, you know, you used to be an athlete, so working out for you, it really is not a chore. Like, you love it, right? And I'm like, well, it's two different situations. Like, if you give me a basketball, or if you tell me that 3 times a week, we're going to go to that court and we're going to play basketball for 2-3 hours. I am excited. Okay. 1, I'm excited. 2, I will definitely show up. And 3, that is a workout that I will not mind doing at all. That is one side of it. Now, the other side is going to the gym. I don't know when it happened, but I feel like society made the concept of going to the gym such an outstanding thing to do. Like, I feel like going to the gym became a personality trait for some people. And I don't know why, even when I used to play, because we did have days that we had to go to the gym, obviously, because we lifted weights and all of that. But even when I was playing, I used to hate that part. That was the part that I really, really disliked, was lifting weights and going to the gym. Like I just said, if I'm in a court, I'll stay playing basketball for like 2-3 hours and I will love it. But if you tell me that I have to go to the gym 5 times a week, that is a different story. And that is something that I'm working on, obviously. But once again, this is just my perspective on things. I feel like society made the term going to the gym a personality trait. And for me, it also got into, it became a mental practice. Like, I had to convince myself that it is not the going to the gym that makes me not want to go. Because once I'm there, once I'm at the gym, I will put on like the craziest workout and I feel good about it. Like, once I'm there, I am great. Like, it's okay. But it's just the thought, the previous thought of when I wake up and I think to myself, I have to go to the gym. I don't know if this is making sense to you, but it makes total sense to me. The whole mental thing about going to the gym was already a mental barrier for me to overcome. So with all of that being said, I want to talk about body positivity and how important it is for you to understand that it is okay to embrace the body that you have. And it's also okay to embrace the fact that you want to change the body that you have, because this is something that I had to learn for myself too. I am still learning about it, actually, because after I stopped playing basketball, my body completely shifted. Like, it changed. And in the first, I want to say after I stopped, the first 1.5, 2 years, I didn't really see it, you know, because I had a really active job. I was a flight attendant. So my hours of sleep were crazy. I wasn't eating like very well. So I was naturally skinny, not in a healthy way, but I was naturally skinny because I wasn't really paying attention to whatever was going on in my body. I was just being active all the time and I was naturally skinny. But when I changed jobs and I started working, you know, 8 hours a day sitting at a desk, you know, eating, when you're not so active, your body's going to adapt to that lifestyle very, very quickly. And that is exactly what happened to me. And then on top of that, the pandemic came, and we all know where this is going, right? And this has been a mental struggle for me for the past, I want to say, 8 months, because I do understand that I am not happy with the way that my body looks right now, not only on the outside aspect of it, but also I just don't feel healthy inside. And this is the thing that I want to point out. It's so easy for us to go in front of the mirror and hate ourselves and hate the way we look. And that's why I'm recording this episode to you. Don't hate the way you look. Okay, I know it sounds a lot simpler than it is to actually do it, but that's where you have to start, is just looking at yourself in a mirror and understanding and accepting the changes that come into your life. You know, when we talk about like external changes, when you change a job, or when something happens in your life and you have to adapt, you get mad at first, or you get a little, you know, rattled in the beginning, but then eventually you adjust to it because that's just the way life goes and you have no choice, right? When it comes to your body, you have to apply a little bit of that. Just accept it as it comes and be extremely kind to yourself. I cannot stress this enough. You have to be kind to your body. You can't look in a mirror and tell yourself, look at you, you're so fat. Like, what is that? Like, you have no clothes. What are you going to do with that? But listen, these were things that I was telling to my body. I was coming here and I was preaching all about positive vibes and all about, you know, good energy and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, my body became my struggle. And I would go in front of the mirror and really struggle to accept the way that I looked, because I have been looking a certain way for so many years that standing in front of that mirror and seeing someone completely different was really a struggle to me. And it has been a struggle to me for the past 8 months. And I have been learning and trying to accept myself and try to really look at myself and take care of myself. Because once again, getting real open, honest, and transparent, one of my coping mechanisms, a destructive one, was definitely my body. I would overeat, not take care of myself, just let myself go. My body would be like the first target of my depression. Whenever I would get depressed about something, my body would be the first one to pay for it. And this is why I think this message is so, so important, because your body is your temple and you can't take care of your mind and not take care of your body. Everything is connected internally and externally. So it doesn't matter if you are meditating, if you are being self-aware, if you are being conscious about your actions, about your thoughts. If in the end of the day, you look at yourself in a mirror and you genuinely don't like what you see, you can't look at yourself in a mirror and not say, I love you. For example, these are small changes that I'm doing in my routine. I'm looking myself in a mirror and I'm telling myself that I love myself. I love my body. I love the way that I look, and I'm going to look even better. Now, with all of that being said, let's talk about changes. Let's talk about you actually looking at yourself, not in a destructive way, and wanting to change the way you look. Because I feel like there's also this this culture, this shaming culture in society when people say, oh, you talk about body positivity, but you out here losing weight. First of all, that sentence together, it's just to me is like, make it make sense. Because why, first of all, why are people so bothered about people losing weight? Like, I don't really understand. And this is my perspective on things. Body positivity is a whole. Either you have extra weight, even if you don't, if you want to change it, if you don't want to change it, is about accepting how you look as a whole. I accept even when I look a little bit rounder, and I will accept myself even when I look skinny. I accept myself at every shape that my body turns into. That is body positivity to me. So don't be afraid to, because this is also something that happens, you know, like you gain a few extra pounds and I'm just going to give you my example. Like my family's like, oh, you know, you look a little chubbier now. That extra weight looks good on you. I really don't know like who told these people that these were compliments. But anyway, they would say that and I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, and I actually like myself, you know, with a little extra weight on me. However, I feel like in order to align my mind and my health, especially, I need to lose weight. I need to go to the gym. I need to work out. And that doesn't mean that I'm fat shaming myself. That doesn't mean that I'm body shaming myself. It just means that my entire life I used to be an athlete, and that is the body that I'm used to, and that is the body that I want to get back. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, as a whole, like I was saying, the only issue between these two situations, it's the place where I am right now, where I shifted my perspective, I shifted my focus, and I understood that I want to become more healthy. I want to become more toned. I want to lose a little bit of weight, and I want to I'm not even focused on what I used to look like in the past. I just want to be healthy because I feel like I am working towards having a healthy mind, and I need to align my body with that. I need to have a healthy body to go along with my mind. Now, having a healthy body does not mean I need to be skinny. It just, this, like I said, this is very, very personal. At least to me, I need to be more healthy. It doesn't matter if I look skinnier, if I look more toned, if whatever it is. At this point, I feel like my body is not aligned with my mind because I need to work out on it. And also introducing like a workout routine, a practice, like a physical activity, a routine to your day, it's only beneficial, to be honest. Like everyone talks about it. You should be active. You should move your body. You should, you know, excel, my English, sorry guys, expel those negative energies that you accumulate throughout the day, or that, you know, those heavy dreams that you have during the night, and you wake up and you have to shake them off. You have to shake your body. So it's highly recommended. I'm not just making shit up out here. But anyway, that is my message for you guys today. You know, I feel like everyone talks about body positivity and all this stuff, but at the end of the day, if we go down to the, you know, to the bad and to the dirty, we all have our little insecurities inside of us. And it all starts with just being kind to yourself. Always be kind to yourself. Always be kind to yourself. I can't repeat this enough. Whenever you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't, and you dislike, and you strongly dislike something about your physical appearance, please be nice. Be nice to yourself. Love yourself, okay? Just say, I love you. I love the way you look. I love everything about you, and I'm going to take care of you. In whatever way it makes you feel better, I'm going to make you feel better, okay? You know how easy it is for us to just be kind to other people? I mean, how kind are you to your friends, to some of your family members, to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your partner, whoever is next to you? How kind are you to those people? The same kindness, love, and affection that you show to them, you have to show it to yourself first. Actually, I talk about it in one of my episodes that this is mandatory. Before you enter any type of relationship, you have to have these very well aligned within yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to be kind. You have to have compassion, affection to yourself before you can have these things towards someone else, right? I talk about it all the time because it's so, so important. We are so quickly to give our love away to other people, but we don't give it to ourselves. Y'all know how important it is to wake up and say, I love me. I love everything about me. And you are not going to tell me differently. I don't know if I think I told y'all in a previous episode that I was talking to this guy. And I told him, like, I love myself. I love myself a lot. And he kind of like got mad. I mean, he didn't get mad, but he was like, well, you don't say that too much. I was like, why? And then he said, because, you know, you might come off like obnoxious. I was like, what? Dude, excuse you. I'm sorry. I'm going to love myself regardless. And I'm going to be loud about it too. Because if no one says it, I'm going to say it to myself every single day. Even if somebody else says it, I want to make sure I'm the one thinking that way. I'm the one feeling like that. It's so important to be kind, have self-love. People talk about self-love all the time. They throw it away like it's nothing. No, it's not nothing. It's so important to have self-love. It's so important to love yourself. Do nice things for yourself. Take yourself in a nice little date, you know? Go shopping. Take care of you. Go on a spa day, you know? Treat yourself. And when I say treat yourself, you know how we like to, every once in a full moon, we go out and we treat ourselves? No. Pick one day out of the week and go and treat yourself. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but just do something that you really, really, really love doing. That is treating yourself. Pick one day out of the week. If you have the means, do it every day. Now, treating yourself to you might have a different meaning than it has to me. To me, I can do it every single day because it has a different meaning. Like, I treat myself every single day. I wake up and I love myself every single way. And I make sure that I do something to make myself feel good every single day. Because guess what? When somebody else comes along, I'm already full. So you're either going to add to that, because you're not going to complete anything out here. I am complete. I am whole. I am loved. By who? Myself. Say something. Say something. All right, y'all. I'm going to stop talking because I can go on a rant about self-love all night. And I'm not going to do that. But anyway, that is my message to you guys today. Really, be kind to yourself. Look at yourself in a mirror and love everything about your body, to your toes, to the top of your head. Love it. Just embrace it and love it. And if you don't love it, you know, be open to change it. Don't be afraid to change it, okay? In the beginning, changes are always hard. No matter what nobody said, changes are always hard. And it's going to be hard at first. But once you start seeing the results, you're not going to want to stop. Actually, I feel like I'm saying that to myself about this going to the gym situation. I'm trying not to focus too much on the results because I want this to be gradual and I want this to be conscious. And I don't want to this whole thing to be ran by my ego. I want to change everything in a conscious way. I want to make sure I stay present and I enjoy every little step of it. Everything that I do, I want to make sure that I'm enjoying it. I don't want this process to be led by my ego. I don't want to just focus on my end goal. I don't want to just be so, so judgmental about myself. And I don't want to have that thought that, oh, you know, you look this way. You want to look that way? Oh, you got to work hard. This is what you got to do to work hard. You know, like those heavy thoughts. I don't want to have those in my head. I want everything to be as light as possible, to be enjoyable as possible. And I want to allow myself to live. I don't want to be running towards anything. I don't want this to be a race, and you shouldn't want this to be a race either. Take your time. Make sure you enjoy it. And find ways to enjoy it too. Okay, this is another thing too. Like if you're looking, because working out, there's so many ways you can work out. And this is another thing too. Just find what suits you better. I know it's easy to go on YouTube and find millions of workouts. And you feel like you tried and it just is not right for you. Try something different. Go to a gym, talk to somebody, join some classes, do some dance classes. You know, if that's not your thing, grab a bike, go and bike around the city. Just try different things, you know. Don't go with what the massive is saying. Don't go with what society wants you to follow in order to achieve certain results, okay? You can explore your body. You can explore your vibrations. You can explore your energy. You can feel what feels good to you. To you. This is so important. Understand and find what feels good to you. And that's it. That's the last thing I'm going to say, y'all. But anyway, thank you again for rocking with your girl. Thank you so, so much for being here. I love sitting down and just talking my life away with y'all. I feel like I say this all the time. I feel like I'm in a room having a conversation with all you guys. It just feels so nice and so light and so good. And I love this. I love being here and I love delivering content to you. So thank you so much for the support. Make sure you like this episode, send it to your friends, to your families, acquaintances, whoever you think might need this episode, send it to them. Don't forget to like, subscribe. This episode is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And I will see you on my next one. Bye.